day to bury patients who died under Israeli encirclement and said no plan was in place to evacuate babies despite Israel announcing an offer to send portable incubators. Israeli forces have surrounded Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, which they say sits atop an underground headquarters of Hamas militants. Meantime, the UN Humanitarian Office says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in less than 10 days. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Israeli ground forces have been battling Palestinian militants around hospitals in the north, where patients, newborns and medics are stranded with no electricity and dwindling supplies. The UN says only one hospital in the north is capable of receiving patients. All the others, including Gaza's largest Shifa, which has been at the center of a days-long standoff, are no longer able to function. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which is struggling to provide services to more than 600,000 people sheltering in the south, says it may run out of fuel by Wednesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Iceland, seismic activity and underground lava flows intensified on the Reykjanes Peninsula near the capital Reykjavik over the weekend. In a Sky News interview, a Grindavik resident says he is grateful the authorities evacuated people so promptly, as monitoring indicated a river of magma had extended under the town.
Earth can just open up and swallow you. You never know. So it was really scary. And actually, when I came here, the safety felt so good, so relieved.
In India, rescue workers Tuesday battled to reach 40 Indian workers trapped inside a collapsed Himalayan highway tunnel. This is VOA News. In U.S. news, inflation eased last month, with cheaper gas helping slow overall price increases. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Overall inflation was unchanged from September to October after jumping 0.4% the previous month. Compared to a year ago, consumer prices rose 3.2% in October, a half point less than in September. The report's another sign the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are cooling inflation. And while the Fed did not boost its key rate earlier this month,
inflation has given us a few head fakes along the way.
Chair Jerome Powell said last week the Fed will not hesitate to raise rates again, with officials not confident rates are now high enough to tame inflation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Advocates say the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has been slow to help, as millions of the poorest Americans are purged from Medicaid rolls. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It's a story the Associated Press reported on back in August, when the Department of Health and Human Services announced that in 29 states, entire families, including children, were getting wrongly kicked off of Medicaid. Estimates show that millions of recipients have been wrongly removed from the program in recent months due to state reevaluations that are plagued with errors and poor service. The health consulting firm Avalere estimates that as many as 30 million of the 94 million enrollees could be dropped as states finish their reviews this year. Advocates interviewed by the AP say people have lost coverage in states like Arkansas, Florida, North Carolina, and Texas due to problems like notices not reaching people, confusing incorrect government forms, website outages, and phone lines with hours-long wait times. HHS has the power to stop states from disenrolling people, but has shared little about problems it has uncovered. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Tuesday U.N. member states enforcing the Korean War armistice were concerned that China and Russia were helping North Korea expand its military capabilities by enabling Pyongyang to evade U.N. sanctions. Almost 200 Rohingya, most of them women and children, arrived by boat at Indonesia's Aceh province Tuesday, the chief of a local fishing community said. It's the latest batch of people to have fled Myanmar by boat this year. Many members of the ethnic Rohingya Muslims, a persecuted minority in Myanmar, have for years boarded rickety wooden boats to escape to Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Malaysia, and Indonesia, as well as Thailand. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.